You must have recently heard that United States, under the presidency of Donald Trump, has taken significant steps regarding tariffs on Colombia. President Trump announced a 25% tariff on all imports from Colombia, which was set to increase to 50% within a week. And why so? Because Colombia did not allow two US military flights carrying undocumented migrants to land in the country. Trump called these refusal a threat to US national security and public safety. If you hear the side of the Colombian president, Gustavo Petro, he said the reason he suspended US deportation flights because he wanted the US not to treat Colombian migrants like criminals. He also imposed 25% tariff on US imports and said it may go up to 50%. So this is how the US-Colombia tariff war started. But then the fact of the matter is, United States is Colombia's largest trading partner. In 2022, 24.5% of Colombia's imports came from the United States. Colombia relies heavily on US goods such as machinery, vehicles, agricultural products like wheat and corn, and technology, which are critical for its economy. The United States is also a major source of investment in Colombia, especially in sectors like energy, mining, and infrastructure. And if you look at it the other way, Colombia is a vital partner for the United States in South America, not only in trade, but also in geopolitical and security matters, such as combating drug trafficking and promoting regional stability. Colombia is a key market for United States goods, particularly in industries like agriculture and manufacturing. The United States also imports crude oil from Colombia, which contributes to its energy needs. But then if you see, Colombia depends on the United States more because it relies on the United States for essential goods, investment, and as a primary export destination. United States, on the other hand, under President Trump, has massive plans and there is a significant push to prioritize domestic industries including agriculture, manufacturing, under America First policy. And that is the reason United States President is doing such harsh talks, because they are not really that much dependent on Colombia. Of course, by being a little strict, you can negotiate better deals. However, US relationship with Colombia is only important in areas like regional security and combating drug trafficking. Let me explain a little bit more on these two matters. If you look at this region of Central America, that is Mexico, Guatemala, Honduras, Nicaragua, Costa Rica, Panama, and Colombia, United States has a major concern in this region in terms of regional stability. These regions have massive problems of drug cartels. Mexico itself has notorious drug cartels like the Sinaloa cartel and many more. Have a look at their names. These cartels control operations worth billions of dollars. Did you know they have their own airplanes and even submarines? The United States-Mexico border is one of the primary points for drug trafficking into the United States. A significant portion of the drugs consumed in the United States are smuggled through Mexico. The exact value of the illicit drug trade fluctuates depending on the source, but then estimates commonly range from $30 billion to $35 billion annually. Apart from the Mexico land border, these drug cartels use fishing boats for transportation. And if the United States Coast Guard fails to intercept them, the drugs end up directly in Los Angeles. Los Angeles is a major entry point for drugs entering the United States due to its large port, access to major highways, and proximity to drug trafficking routes. And you must have also heard that Trump has declared war on drugs. The drug operations are causing massive economic losses to the United States. Not only are billions being spent on rehabilitation, but the overall impact on the economy is enormous. That is why Trump has declared these drug cartels as foreign terrorists. And once they are tagged as terrorists, then United States Special Forces can get into Mexico to combat them directly, rather than fighting in Afghanistan or Iraq. Trump also said there is a massive drug plantation somewhere in Mexico or South America, which is actually true. Trump's plan is to conduct airstrikes or send special forces to attack those locations. So overall, the point is, drugs getting into the United States from Central America through Mexico is a huge concern. The second thing is illegal immigration at the US-Mexico border. There are thousands of people crossing into the United States daily. While many are caught, many others manage to enter. Currently, an estimated 22 million illegal immigrants are in the United States. While not all of them enter through Mexico, the majority did. What's more, it's not just Mexicans crossing the border. People from all over the world, including Indians and South Americans, use Mexico as a gateway. And the third concern is, these Central American countries would easily fall under Chinese influence. For example, if China provides Panama with a $20 billion loan, There is a possibility that corrupt leaders in Panama might misuse this money for personal gain and hand over control of the canal to the Chinese. China has significantly expanded its presence in Latin America and the Caribbean over the past two decades, providing loans, investments, and forming trade agreements with many countries in the region. Panama Canal is a key trade route. China has invested in port infrastructure and logistics, aiming to increase its influence over the canal's commercial activities. Panama has a free trade agreement, FTA, with China and has secured loans for infrastructure development, including a new port and rail projects. In future, China could shut down the canal whenever it wants, causing immense problems for the United States. Imagine the impact on American shipping. It is not just about logistics, it's about national security. This is why Trump is pushing to regain control over the Panama Canal, just like he wanted Greenland. He understands the importance of these strategic locations. People may criticize Trump or call him crazy, but his moves are quite calculated and strategic. So overall, these three key points are very important for United States. Number one, the Panama Canal's geopolitical importance to the United States. Number two, the absolute necessity of sealing the Mexico border to prevent the destabilization of the US economy from drugs. And number three, the illegal immigration of the US-Mexico border that is happening every single day. So these Central American countries are causing massive regional problems for United States. But then why Colombia is facing the brunt more than anyone else? It is because Colombia is one of the largest producers of cocaine and heroin in the world, responsible for approximately 60-70% of the global supply. Colombian cartels such as the Cali cartel and the Medellin cartel were among the most notorious in history, and despite their dismantling, drug production continues at high levels. If you look at the geographical location, it is situated near the Andes Mountains, where cocoa plants, which is the base ingredient for cocaine, are grown in abundance. The country's proximity to both the Caribbean Sea and the Pacific Ocean makes it a key transit point for smuggling drugs to the United States and other global markets. Then Colombia shares border with Panama, which is a major transshipment route for drugs coming from South America. Many drugs are moved across the border into Panama, then transported by fishing boats, submarines, and other means to Central America and further up to United States. The United States since 1990s has been involved in the fight against drug trafficking in Colombia. US has also been providing financial aid, military support, and anti-drug training programs to Colombia. But then there isn't any severe impact. So these Central American countries serve as transshipment points, whereas Colombia's position as the primary source of these drugs places it directly under Trump's focus. I hope you found this video informative. I will see you in the next one.